everybody. Welcome to the show. It is a wonderful day today. It is Texas Independence Day. Today is March 10th. This is officially when Governor Abbott said, all right, you know, they're going to open up 100%. And it's kind of fitting that today being Texas, you know, Independence Day, calling it Independence Day because they're free. No mask mandate anymore. 100% of businesses are open. And to celebrate, it's kind of fitting that I have a wonderful guest with me, Donnie the Don. You're going for mayor. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I've been following you for a long time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, how does it feel to know that you can go out and shop and dine or do whatever a human wants to do in Texas? How good does that feel?
Well, it feels good. But what they did is they allow businesses to decide if they want to continue the mandates or not.
Of course.
And some of them have continued. You know, let them decide. Okay. And sure. What will happen is the consumers will decide for the businesses on how they react to it.
That's a good point.
So the only issue is now if every grocery store mandates and people need to go get groceries, that's not really fair. But yeah. But you can decide with your money if you want to go to a place that require you to wear a mask or not.
That's true. All right. Well, I mean, it feels like small businesses are going to be like, whatever, we need the business. Like, come on in and good, because these big box chains can afford to be like, no, you're not allowed to come in without a passport, a COVID passport, which is something they're working on. I don't know how if you know too much about that, but I did a segment on it yesterday or 2 days ago, and it's ridiculous that they're really pushing it. Like, you need to be vaccinated to have a job, to go to school, to go fly on an airplane, to literally be a human being. You need to prove, you have to show your papers, please. Where does that sound familiar?
Doesn't that like violate HIPAA? Is that a HIPAA violation? Like,
yeah,
it doesn't sound legal.
Like,
right? It's,
yeah,
not legal.
It doesn't sound legal. Yeah, exactly. It's pretty ridiculous. So, yeah.
Right. Well, one of my issues I had as well with this, one of the universities, I'm not going to say its name, but it's in the city of Arlington, Texas.
okay. Not going to name names, but this is a location and there happens to only be one school in that location. But not naming names.
We're not gonna name names.
Please continue. I didn't mean to cut you off, though.
No, you're fine. But they've extended their mandates till May 31st. But I'm not really for sure how that works. It's a public school. It's not like a TCU in Fort Worth, a private school. This is a public school who's made this decision.
Interesting. And wouldn't they have to follow the governor's orders that, you know, to open up? I don't understand how that works.
I would think so, because it's not a private business. Ken Paxton had dropped a letter out today saying that districts can't enforce it, but businesses can choose on their own.
Yeah.
But the university belongs to the state, so I don't really see how that's legal.
Well, I mean, most education institutions are pretty much indoctrination centers for the, you know, the far left. So it's like, the Democratic havens, I guess, you know, so why would they want to, most of the Democrats think that Governor Abbott's a terrible person for opening up. He's going to kill all the people, even though the reports are coming in that all the new COVID patients are spilling over the border. They're not even Texans. They're these, you know, illegal immigrants that are coming over, which Biden, I mean, that's a whole nother conversation, honestly, but it's, you know, on, as far as COVID goes, Newt Gingrich was, I think, banned off of Twitter, or at least suspended, for just simply saying, hey, look, the new illegal immigrants coming in, that's where the spike is coming from. Not has anything to do with Governor Abbott's order to open up, which is what everybody's saying. Oh, look at the spike. There's a spike now. And it's like, yeah. And they proved where it's from. It's from the border. They're coming across the border. No one's like, hey, are you sick or not? It's like, doesn't matter. Come on in. Come on. America's open.
It's like it's done by design.
Yep.
It's a punishment. Texas, you're not following what we're telling you to do. We're going to punish you. We're going to have this happen. And that is not the kind of government United States is supposed to be. Absolutely not.
Agreed with you there. Goodness sakes.
But with Abbott, he's been getting a lot of praise for opening up and dropping the mandates. But I will say this, Greg Abbott is the reason why they were there in the first place. So
you're not wrong.
I'm just saying, I don't see where you should get praised for just doing what you're supposed to do in the first place.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's the one who put the mandates there, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. What do you feel about Texas?
Oh, man. So I'm going to look into it some more. I hear two different sides. Yeah. But here's my thing. If Texas were to consider Texas, we have a lot of corruption in Texas already. So, you know, taking us away from the United States isn't really going to change much. We have people like Sheila Jackson and Al Green in Texas and this Houston, Dallas, big metroplex areas that are corrupt. So I think we really need a clean house first before, if that's even possible, to even consider it, because Texas is it's not on the up and up.
Now, I feel like that's uniform across all of the states right now. You know, it feels like it's just been running and getting worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And they are like, well, we've got this power. How do we maintain it? Well, we'll just convince everybody that it's all about the presidency. Don't worry about mayors. Don't worry about governors. Don't worry about senators. Don't worry about House representatives. Just focus on the president. Just squabble over who the president's going to be while we all maintain who gets all of these positions across the board, from the local level all the way up. And it's like, until people realize that literally every seat in every spot in government is as important as that president, that, you know, things aren't going to change. So, and that's why I'm happy to have you on the show, because I've been following you for quite some time long before the election. Mm-hmm. You're one of the few on Twitter that unapologetically speaks your mind, and it is refreshing to see it. I see a couple people in chat going, is she based? Is this girl based? I don't know. You don't know what based means?
No, I'm not cool with the lingo.
Well, that's fine. Let me just inform you and chat, for those who are here hanging out who don't know, she is certified based. Based. So based is essentially when you become red pilled and you unapologetically speak your mind and speak like drop bombs on these people. Like, I, you know, oh yeah, you think that's the truth? Well, here's the actual truth. Boom. You've done plenty of videos that some of have gone viral, people sharing them around because you were calling people out for their hypocrisies, for their lies, for, I mean, many things over the past few months that you've been doing it, you know. And that right there, that is based. So
gotcha.
Letting you know, you have the a pin that you've you're certified on the internet as far as the internet goes, based. So congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, someone says,
tell you my Twitter story. I actually joined Twitter in 2019.
Oh, recent. Okay.
Yeah. In December of 2019. Wow. And I was watching it on Instagram and Facebook. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is everyone talking about? No one's making sense. This does not make sense. And I started seeing like screenshots from Twitter on Instagram. Like, Twitter's getting the news first.
Yeah,
Trump's fighting on Twitter, so I'm going to Twitter. And yeah, I didn't even think I have 100 followers. Like, I legit just wanted to go there and like speak my voice and like actually listen to people who had made sense. And I found a lot of great people. I made a lot of great friends on Twitter. Like, I mean, yes, it's Twitter, but like, these are friendships. Like, we have people who I've met. We go on Zoom calls. I know, China. And we have conversations, and they're across different parts of the, you know, United States. And it was amazing. But yeah, I didn't expect Twitter to grow into what it did, and have public figures follow me. Like, at first I was like, what, they saw my video? And then it started getting like a little more normal.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, people are actually putting my stuff in articles, and I didn't know it. So I didn't edit what I was going to say. I still kept saying what I was going to say, but man, it was a whole different ballpark on Twitter. And I like a lot of people on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter is I consider Twitter almost like a digital war zone. It feels like that, because mm-hmm. it's a battlefield where people are fighting for their perspectives to be heard and yelling at other people that their perspectives are wrong, and that it's literally a digital battlefield, and it's crazy to see. And then you have censorship of the Twitter overlords that go ping, just flicking pieces off the battlefield, and that's what it feels like, you know. Censor, honestly, Donnie, I mean this, I can't believe you're still on Twitter. No joke.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna tell you why I think I'm still on Twitter.
Why?
First of all, they've done a lot of damage. I had like 60,000 followers, right?
Okay.
And then I'm knocked down like 39.5 now.
Wow.
And I think if you think about it, how many of the bigger platform Black conservatives have lost their profile? I think they're being a little more careful about us.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's true. Because that's really like going against the narrative, you know, like, well, I mean, that's racist. Then you can boot off like the white conservatives because they're white, whatever, who cares? But this whole, you know, equality thing and Black Lives Matter movement. And you know what? I want to hear your thoughts on that. So besides the censorship, which is nuts, like what are your thoughts on the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter movement? You mentioned earlier, you're not a victim.
Yeah, I am not a victim. I grew up in the country.
Okay.
So my parents decided for us to grow up in the country. I went to a pretty good school. I ran track. I was on homecoming and prom court all the time. My schools were predominantly white. I was treated like a star in a sense, you know?
Yeah.
And I had a job when I was 16. Like, I mean, I just never felt like I couldn't achieve something if I really tried or I put myself in the position to do it. So when I hear, and you know what, there's some things I could have accomplished, but I didn't put all my effort into it. And that's my own accountability for that.
There it is.
With the Black Lives Matter, it comes every 4 years, it seems like, to every presidential election, it seems like, since Obama was president.
Yeah.
And they raise a lot of money. And I have not seen where they actually put any of that money into any of the Black communities at all.
They don't.
And I honestly am offended by the movement because they're using Black people, the oppression that the Black people we've had in the past, to storm the streets, to scream Black Lives Matters, to now point out during an election year, every time a police officer shoots a Black person, and you make money and you put all this on international television on someone who lost their life. You're making money off of Black people. Like, what is that? Does that kind of sound like making slavery, making money off Black people's back? It's like, I want people to understand and correlate that this is not a movement because they care about Black people. This is a movement to get into the White House.
Yep. Absolutely. To maintain that power.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. Yeah. I mean, I see it, and I'm shocked that more people don't see it. Although now people are waking up because they're complaining that Biden isn't giving them their $2,000 check. You know, Biden's going to war now with Syria. They're like, well, whatever. We didn't vote for this. It's like, yes, you did. You know exactly what you voted for. That if you paid attention at all. Go ahead. What do you got?
Why do I see so many white liberals and not Black people in these marches? I'm really confused. And I've seen them yell at Black conservatives. Wait a minute. What is that?
It's nuts. It's what is it? Is it guilty conscience? Like they've been convinced that they're racist. And honestly, the most racist people I see are those people on the far left trying to convince the world that white people are somehow superior. And it's like, no. Nobody is superior. Literally nobody. We're all on the same level. The only people that succeed are the ones that push themselves and earn it. And you have to work for a living, work to live. That's how life is. Life is not an easy thing to do. You got to work for it. If you don't work for it and you want to be a victim, that's fine. But they're monetizing victimhood. That's basically what it is, right? And they're spinning the emotions of everybody, just using them.
You know what's crazy? This right here? On us, this is an organ that protects our other organs. God decided what color it was going to be when you came onto this earth. So for humans, this is so simple. For humans to argue over a color of your skin, that is a sign to be divisive.
Agreed.
It's just that's all it is. And honestly, there's people who are not racist, but they've been called racist, Nazis, white supremacists for 5 years. And at some point, when you, that's abuse. Some people get tired of that.
That's a good point.
And then you have on the other spectrum, they're getting fed all this wrong information and they're saying certain things, repeating narratives. It's like, at the end of the day, everyone's accountable for their actions. But the media, our politicians, our leaders, our celebrities, athletes, they are all a part of the problem.
Yep.
And they will stop. If we stop, we shut them off. You turn your back on them and you stop giving them your money.
Boom. Absolutely. We got to stop putting all these people that don't deserve to be put on this pedestal. We got to stop putting them up there and supporting that pedestal that they're all on, that they get high on by living up there. They're like, huh, yeah, we're up here and you all are plebs and we are the elites. It's like, no, you're not. Everyone's human. Everyone bleeds. We all have emotions and we all have problems, including all of you. Your poop stinks. I'm trying to swear, but everybody's poop stinks. Come on, you know? It's ridiculous. Yeah,
not mine.
It's ridiculous. That's why we need people like you getting into government. Let's talk about this. So you're running for mayor. That's awesome. It was such a delight to hear, because you announced that, you teased it for a little bit. You were like, oh, I got some stuff I'm brewing. And then you were like, boom, I'm running for mayor. I'm like, yes, this is what we need. We need people like you getting out there.
Wait, it froze.
Can you hear me? Everything good?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying, like, I was so happy to hear that you were going to run for mayor, because it's people like you that need to be in government, that remember that it's we the people, all right? Not the government tells us what to do. The government is run by the people. We the people. That's what needs to be. We got to get back into government. We got to have the government work for us, not tell us what we can or cannot do. It's like, we already have our rights. All right. Mm-hmm. You're not there to tell us what our rights are. We have them. All right. You're supposed to deal with other countries and run the military, you know, and now it's turned into this huge, like, machine of control. So tell us about your platform. I mean, let's get into it. Like, when did you know that you needed to do this? When was there a tipping point?
Well, okay. So I'm going to back up just a little bit.
Sure.
So outside of social media, like, I co-lead two different conservative groups. One of them has like about 530 some people in it. Another one was a newer group I started. That's more of like an activist group. And we were out knocking doors and helping other people who were supporting, who had the same morals as us, to get into office. We had events like people, like, you know, you go to work and you hear all these other people saying all these crazy things and you're like, am I alone? So there's other groups where you can come together and we can talk and then we can actually help each other out. So I was going to rallies, local rallies, and I spoke at two of them and there were hundreds of people at them and people were like, how do you do that? I don't wear my glasses, so I can't really see their faces, and we're on the same page. So it was a little easier.
Yeah. True.
But then the election was stolen and I'm like, this is not okay. Like, what can I do from here? Like,
whoa. It was fortified. Okay. It was fortified. Mm-hmm. Please continue though.
I'm sorry. I've never seen a presidential election where someone was winning and the next day some extra votes came. I've never seen that before. This is new, but
3 a.m, 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Multiple runs of the same ballots over and over and over again. Yeah. We saw the videos. When are we going to be allowed to be like, okay, yeah, there was fraud in 6 months when it's too late? All right. Well, I mean, people are getting arrested nonstop. Some 5 people got arrested yesterday in Illinois for voter fraud. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's popping up. It's popping up in different places. They're finally like, hey, it's coming out of the woodwork that they literally did cheat.
Yeah. And it's not a myth.
It's not a myth. I know. No. It's ridiculous.
The only people saying it's a myth are it's like a robber stealing from your house. And they're telling you, like, they're like, you can see them walking out with it. And they're telling you, no, it's a myth. You're not seeing this. The total gaslighting.
Yep. Yep.
Ridiculous. So I was like, okay, well, I did that and it was like for nothing. I've invested money, time, my skills, all kinds of things to help with this election. So yep. I'm looking online and seeing like what positions were available. And I look and I'm like, huh, the mayor of Arlington, the incumbent's not running anymore. And at first, I didn't have an issue because I didn't really understand exactly what he was doing at the local level. Okay. With how he ran things. And so, you know, I was talking to a lot of my friends and people from my groups and letting them know I was considering running. And I was getting this nudge in my head it was God. Read the book of Esther. Read the book of Esther. Long story short, I read it. Esther risked her life and she saved her people. I don't think of the book of Esther on a regular basis like that. For that to nudge me during that time frame, I was coming up with a decision. Okay. That was hugely led by God to go ahead and choose to run. Like, he's calling me into action. He's using one of his soldiers to fight for the people. So then I was like, okay, I'm running. And then people I'm close to are part of the team. People from the groups are part of the team, and they've been helping a lot. I'm so honestly blessed. Like, everything fell into place. All the different people I met in rallies, in the groups, I wouldn't probably have the support or this much of help if I didn't do the things I was doing before to do this.
Awesome. So it was basically like prepping you for, I mean, it does really feel like all of the stuff that's happened, you know, I mean, this is, so it goes back to, I mean, the internet ruined it for the powers that be, because people were able to communicate and come together and, you know, have a community that they can't stop, you know, and it feels like this is the death throes of that. You know, we're seeing it. We're seeing the establishment, like, it's falling apart around them. And it's because of situations like this, where you are out there working and finding people. I don't know if it was through internet, but I'm, you know, it's, I think the internet is an incredible place that, mm-hmm. You know, we're still learning how to, you know, have it be a part of society in a positive manner, you know, because it's still relatively new in the scheme of humanity, this connectivity that we have, and it's taking the power away from them, and people are realizing how much power they actually had and mm-hmm. seeing, I mean, this election was a freaking joke, like seeing what happened. Like, it's insane. If you paid attention at all, you're like, okay, this is messed up. And there's people on the left. There's people more people on the right obviously are upset about it, but there's people on the left. There's Democrats that are like, okay, yeah, what's up with this? This is weird. Like, we should have transparency, you know? And then we have people like you that are coming up and going, you know what? I got to do this. And you have the support, and you can gladly come on my show again and again and again to, you know, try to bring your message further. A lot of people were actually stoked. They were like, oh, snaps. Like, that's my town. I didn't even know who this person was. And it's like, good. Let's use the internet for good and spread that message around, you know, because it's very important that people like you, who aren't trying to become mayor for the power, right. That's one thing I like about you a lot. And it's very obvious that you are for the people. You are one of the people, because that's what, I mean, that's American right there. It's like, we the people, man, we have the power. We need to be, you know, doing this stuff. Why is everyone effing in chat right now? Why is everyone effing? Are we still here? We still good? Okay, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
People just want me to spin the UFO. I'll do
and
it.
I want to spin off something you said about that.
Go ahead. Yeah, please.
So I have a short thing. So when I was at first, I didn't really care how much the mayor made. And I was like, I'm sure it's livable. Right.
Right.
And then I couldn't find much on it. And then I called and they said the mayor makes $250 a month.
Wait a minute. $250 a month. A month.
Mm-hmm.
How is that? That's not livable wages. That doesn't make sense. What?
No. And we're about 400,000 people in Arlington, Texas. This is where the Cowboys are. This is where Rangers.
What?
I'm not really for sure why it happened that way, but I tell you what it does is it will, because for a second there, I was like, oh, how am I supposed to live?
Yeah, how?
And I was like, you have to have a second job, or you have to have.
Oh no, you get bought out. You get paid, you know, to lobby for things that companies want. Isn't that right?
Not me.
No, I know.
Not me.
Well, that seems to be the way it is, though, right? I mean, how could anyone live off $250 a month? It's
right, and then what that does is encourage working class people or regular people to want to run for this position.
There it is.
Because, I mean, how do you do that? Say you have a 9-to-5, and say you real estate agents and insurance agents. It's a little easier. You can have some more flexibility, but if you have a 9-to-5, how can you be mayor? Like you can't you can't do both.
Yeah, exactly.
So with that being said, it's not for the money either. I don't have big endorsements. I don't have, I'm not an establishment, obviously, candidate. My number one and first endorsement I got was from God Almighty Matters. Honestly, I thought that was beautiful, especially with, you know, God pushing me in this direction.
Yeah.
That's my first endorsement. But when I win, I think a lot of people be very, very upset because their pick wasn't in there. And it may be dangerous as well. Like Esther does have to risk her life to save her people.
Yeah.
So this isn't anything that, you know, that is like a glamour life or anything that I would look into. I didn't set my resume up to have all these committees or boards or any of that to one day be like, hey, I'm gonna run for mayor. Now I have all these credentials. Please vote for me. I have all these endorsements. Now please vote for me. No, I have a call and I'm doing it. And I'm doing it for the people.
Yeah.
And there is still a lot of talk about pandemic stuff and vaccines, and a lot of things that I pushed when I first was running was we need to open up 100%. I understand that was at a state level, but I need to vocalize it. I would advocate to open up 100%, get rid of the mask mandates. You're hurting the residents, you're hurting our businesses, and we already have debt. I don't know. Do you know anything about the Texas Ranger stadiums?
No.
Here that was a plural, right?
What was it? You cut out a little bit. What did you say?
We have two Texas Ranger stadiums.
Two stadiums for the same.
Yes.
For one team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So we also have the Dallas Cowboys stadium. So what they did was they have been saying they paid off the Dallas Cowboys stadium, but it was a refinance. So the bank paid off the loan, but they left. It saved $7 million. So there was some wiggle room for a new stadium. You already had a stadium. And so a lot of people that I've spoken to weren't happy about it. You know, it's people are kind of like, what about us?
Yeah.
What about the residents? It seems like the tourist industry, entertainment industry in Arlington, Texas gets all the attention. But what about us?
The residents.
People matter. We matter. And then what does this do? So there's municipal bonds now. So that stadium wasn't used because it was just finished right before COVID. So this whole time it hasn't made any money. So that debt is still there. It needs to be paid. So our current mayor has been going to the White House begging for money from Biden's administration. He urged the Republicans. He's also Republican. He urged the Republicans to sign the COVID bill. I don't know if he read it or not, but he urged them to sign it. He wrote his letter. He's getting praise in the newspapers because he's being bipartisan. It's not a right or left issue. It's we need to come together and get us back together financially. Well, that bill wasn't about the people. It was very minimum about what the people it is.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be in the situation in the first place if you didn't advocate for mask mandates and if you didn't advocate for our businesses to be closed.
Exactly. So it's just saving. It's all a class thing. I mean, it's just them saving the rich, the people that built the stadium. The ones that are actually going to be profiting from that aren't the people. It's the people that own it, you know, the contractors that got to build this completely unnecessary stadium that they didn't need. Like, why would they even build it in the first place when they already had one? They didn't need to build a new one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a waste of money.
So our current mayor, he's a developer.
Of course he is.
Yeah. And he endorsed one of the people that, okay, there's eight people running.
Okay.
He endorsed one of them. And I believe it was November 10th when they went public and announced he was running for mayor, like a week after the general elections or so, a couple week or what, 10 days maybe?
Okay.
Whatever the math is on that. But he endorsed this guy right afterwards. One of the other previous mayors have endorsed him. He was endorsed by a lot of people before all the people were on the ballot. So it's a, and one of his big things is he wants to keep Arlington going in the right direction. He says he wants to keep going in the direction our current mayor, had everything set up. Okay. So I'm against that, obviously.
Which is wasting money on, mm-hmm. on frivolous stuff like a stadium that is unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Caring about tourists instead of the citizens themselves.
Yeah, honestly, I think that great. $7 million would have been great for other things in the city or refurbish the current stadium.
Right. Probably would have been a lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper. It's like close to $1 billion.
What a waste. That's insane. So what other policies you got? What else? What would you, if someone asked what your platform is, like, what are you running on? You know, like, give me a breakdown of your policies. I have your website up. We can pull it up if we want, but you know, why don't you, give us your, you know, the spiel, you know, what are you running on?
So one of my biggest things is I want to get us back to this Constitution.
She got it right there. Pour it out. Boom. Constitution. I like that. Okay, good. That's a good start. This is a good start. Please continue.
I feel like the government has overstepped, and I think COVID should have woken up a lot of people of examples of a government overstepping. The government told businesses that we don't trust you to operate safely in order for you to work. You may have had this business for 15, 20 generations, possibly. We don't care. We don't trust you. We're going to tell you how to run your business, how many people can be in your business, and how to operate. Residents, you told residents that you can't trust them to stay home if they don't feel well. So you're making these rules. You're completely shredding the Constitution. This is a trial to see how easy it is to take our rights away. So for me, I want to get rid of as many regulations and codes as possible. Now, I'm going to use a really simple example. I'm also want to advocate for home-based businesses. That's something that COVID kind of pushed, you know, helped out.
Yeah.
Say if you want to have a salon one day, I want you to start your business. I want you to be successful. I do not want you to fail. So cost is a big issue. The laws and rules that you have to have in place to do that is an issue. So if you want to have a home-based business, the government doesn't need to be in there. So if you want to have a salon at your house, they can tell you to modify your home the way the government tells you to in order to have that business at home. And also they can make you pay certain fees in order to have that. So I want to take that away so it's easier for Arlington to get back on its feet again. It's easier for Arlington to have business to start here,
yeah,
come here, and stay here. We are the city of American dreams. So that's one of my biggest platforms, is giving the power back to the people and deregulating so the people can have their power back. Another big issue.
Please continue. Go ahead. I was just saying, that sounds awesome. I like it a lot. Please, go on.
Another big issue is safety. We have our police, first responders, fire departments. It's a growing city. We do not need to be deregulating defunding any of that. That is not proactive at all. And a lot of times, and I'm going to use a fire department as an example, there's a long process that they need software, equipment, something. They have to get through certain hoops and people get it signed off and approved on for them to have it. As long as it's cost efficient and we make sure we get them the resources they need in order to operate, have the professionals out there actually working for the fire or the police department, then we'll have a safer city. And on top of that as well, bring in the cities, the city of our first responders and the residents together, like, so they understand exactly what we need, you know, so more events. I love it when I see police officers at kids' birthday parties. So it doesn't look like, oh, every cop is evil. No, there's some bad eggs, but yeah, not every cop is bad. And I think once residents and the police and the fire department, first responders have that relationship, it will be more, they'll be defending each other more than ever chanting anything like defund the police.
Yeah, we definitely need that a lot. Like you said, I mean, there's bad eggs everywhere. And I say this many times on my show all the time. It's like, and that's every single industry, every single human being has the ability to be a bad egg. Literally anyone could be a bad egg. You have no idea. Anyone could be awesome, you know, and it has nothing to do with gender, has nothing to do with your skin color, has nothing to do with whether they wear a badge, doesn't matter. There's always going to be that guy. I say guy, what I said, gender doesn't matter, but it's like, you know what I mean? Like, there's that, oh, of course, there's that guy.
Yeah.
There's that Karen, you know, whatever you want to label it. But there's always the possibility of that being the case. And stereotypes are the worst. Stereotypes are terrible. We got to recognize stereotypes and how they infiltrate everything. It's like cops are needed. We need our first responders. We need firefighters and all of this. It's essential for society. It's an essential part of a society that they're trying to get rid of for all the wrong reasons. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know what? I'm happy you brought the fact that we really need our police.
Nope, she cut out a little bit.
Because they are still trying to keep coming and taking our guns.
Start over again. Start over. You cut out. You're cutting out a little bit. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Start over. Okay. You're saying you're glad that I brought it up, and then it cut out a little bit.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up that we need the police. But I also want to bring up too that they're fighting their butts off to take our guns away. And who is faster, the police or your gun?
Good point.
Like, that's another piece of safety. You'll be safer if you can protect yourself in the meantime before the police get there.
That's true. You're absolutely right.
But they're fighting hard to take away your guns. And in Texas,
who's they?
Like, commies and socialists and the elites.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Unarmed. They want us unarmed.
Biden, am I still choppy?
You're sounding clear. It seems like the internet's buffering. For those who don't know, her internet actually just has went kaput. So you're on your phone, right? Your phone hotspot. So it's pretty good for a hotspot. The video is buffering a little bit, but you're coming in smooth. So you're still able to, we can still hear you. So
and my other concern, I got it. And then my other concern is free speech. We do have universities in this city. So what that means is, say, if you want a Steven Crowder or the Hodge twins to come, they shouldn't be censored. I want a zero tolerance on censorship on anyone in this city when it comes to that. So not one side can bully the other side and silence them. If Steven Crowder wants to be able to come to Arlington campus and have his table up saying change my mind, he should be able to do that. And same vice versa.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's like, I may not agree with what you have to say, but I will fight for your rights to be able to say it.
Awesome. I like that. I think it's incredible. Wasn't Governor Abbott writing some sort of law that he's trying to propose that will make it illegal for tech companies to censor Texas citizens? Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. I think he, him and another senator, who's not a popular senator, I don't know who he is, or a House rep. He's in Congress. Another person is working with him on that.
Okay.
But yes, he is. I think it was inspired by Ron, because we've been giving him a lot of crap to be more like Ron. And shout out to Ron in Florida, yeah. The governor.
He's killing it down there.
Yeah. And I believe that Abbott has he's gone a little more. It looked like Ron was going more so for people who are running for office, not to censor them, where Abbott's going to pretty much everybody. And I'm thinking that's a great idea. They'll stop, they'll shut their stuff down, or we'll get paid and be really rich.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well, I got some questions that some people in my locals have asked. Well, one is, what is your plan to get things done? I think that's a simple question. Say you become mayor. What is step one? What's your plan?
So I want to make sure that people understand what the mayor structure, by the way, is in Arlington, Texas. Mm-hmm. It is a weak mayor structure. There's two. There's strong mayor structure, weak mayor structure. The mayor structure in Arlington, Texas is they have a vote with their council. So, but they represent the city. So we do appoint the city manager who actually handles most of the money. But when it comes to appointing the chief of police, like the one we have now, the city manager did that. That's not the mayor. So in order for us to get a lot of things done, yes, I'm going to need you at the polls for us to win and fight for freedom. But you have to still be active afterwards, too, and hold the other people accountable on the council in order to get things done. I mean, there's times that they've gotten certain things done for the other side because they have activists in there telling them what to do. And then the council bend the knee and did what they wanted, even though it wasn't constitutional. Yeah. So I'm still going to need you guys afterwards. And a big thing is I want to have transparency. I want people to know. And since I do have a bigger platform, I think it'll help a lot for you guys to know and see whenever we have meetings coming up. If you can't make it physically, I will always share it on my platforms. But in order to get things done, actually get things going correctly, I'm going to need you guys still to come because it's the vote.
There it is right there. And I want to add on to that. I mean, because you said like earlier, Black Lives Matter only shows up every 4 years because they whip people into a frenzy to get them to vote the way that they want to. And it's like, we got to recognize that it's not just about that presidential election every 4 years. We need to be a part of this conversation always. Now, I said on my show on Monday, I don't want to be talking politics because I'm not a politician. I'm not it's not who I am, you know, but I never said I'm going to stop paying attention. I'm not going to not be a part of the conversation. I mm-hmm. will always pay attention to the people that are in charge and seeing what they're doing and holding them accountable and calling them out when they're doing something I don't like and trying to inspire others to get out there and help be part of this solution that we need, which is get these people that don't care about us out of office, right? So what she just said, that holds so true. Okay, sure, go vote, please. It's amazing. We need you to get out and vote. But don't ever stop being part of the conversation. Don't stop paying attention to it, because we are all in this together. We're all on this planet together. And to move forward together, we all have to be with each other together, right? So that's a great point. You know, it doesn't end like, oh, cool, Donnie became mayor. Cool, I'm done. Go fix it for us, Donnie. Like, that's not how it works, right? That really is step one.
And another thing, too, that people should realize, what will happen if you are active and you see the other council members fighting against you? Yeah. You're going to vote them out. You're going to hold them accountable. You might even run and join the dream team to make Arlington better.
Do it. Run. We need more. The more, the merrier. You know, it's like people have asked me for, almost a year now. Like, are you going to run? Are you going to get into politics? And I'm like, I don't have any interest. I feel like I can do more help getting others into politics. You know, shining light on people like you, Donnie, who I believe are the type of people we need in politics. That mm-hmm. you know, I feel like I'm doing a nice part. So I don't think it's for me, but I will never stop being part of that conversation. You know, and that's, we all need to be part of it. And that was from Robert Wiles. Thank you for that question. That was good. It
thank you, Robert. I appreciate your question.
For sure. I have a couple silly questions here. This is from The grad says, ask her how hard it was to be the leader of the Italian mafia all those years. What year did she surpass John Gotti and became the Don? Tell us about the Don. I it's actually a cute story, I think. I remember you explaining it online once. Go ahead. Where's that from?
So actually, I started off when I came on Twitter, I was Donnie04.
Okay.
And as I made my videos and I started growing, my followers started calling me the Don. So my followers named me Donnie the Don. So that's where my name came from.
That's the best, is when you have an audience, people that support you and give you a cool nickname. I had one for a little while. I don't hear it much anymore. But it was, I was coined Soy Jesus.
Oh, wow.
For back when I was on the Timcast IRL show. And actually, someone named me the Soy Buddha. Let's check this out. I have to show this because I love this. Someone, they called me the beanie the Beanie Buddha and made me a little Beanie Buddha. And says, smash that is so like cool. The back. By the way, smash that like button, everyone. If you haven't smashed it yet, please smash the like button for my excellent guest today. And yeah, I love having it's nice having a good following. And shout out to chat, because I have the best chat ever.
I haven't mentioned it yet, you guys, but I need all the support I can get. I am going up against, okay, there's 8 of us. I don't bring this up very often, and someone actually like gave me kudos for it. But like, I'm the youngest one running. I don't have like any like previous like political background. Yeah. This is very grassroots. It's very expensive, and I'm doing a lot of this with my little team and myself. So if you can donate, that's amazing. If you're in Arlington and you want to get involved and volunteer, I will love for you guys to come out and help. I would love to meet you guys. And honestly, my people, we are the coolest ever, I promise you. Like, we have fun. We have fun. People are always like coming and joining our tables and stuff because we're fun.
Cool.
And the website is Donnie4mayor.com. And we've actually put that website together ourselves. We didn't pay anybody to do that. Me and my campaign manager, Luli, did this together. Then people were asking more questions and giving us some feedback and telling us, hey, can we have some more content on your platform? So we made videos. I stayed up with her and we made videos and added them onto the platform. Yep, there they are. And I have a section asking people how they feel about how COVID was handled by the residents. I have questions asking what the taxes are, because it's not just about me. It's about you guys, because I'm running for you guys. So any help that I can get, I am very grateful. Thank you. Awesome. On that.
Yeah, please go check out our website. Please go support. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that makes a difference. You know, even if you think, if for once you think that you're not going to make a difference, just one person helping, that's where you're wrong. Because if every one person out there said, you know what, I'm going to go make a difference, enough people, it changes the tide. You know, we have to be part of the conversation. And this is your chance if you haven't gotten, you know, to be part of it. So, yeah, so awesome. So let's, I got some more. I'm sure there's lots of questions in my super chats. Let's see. Radio says, Donnie is the perfect woman and she'll be a great mayor. So happy you brought her on your show. Thank you, Radio.
Thank you, Radio.
Right on. Arcadian Twilight says, sounds like the time is ripe for Krigler Coffee to license out some franchise for a most unwoke Krigler Cafe and stunken and sunburnt cafes out of business. Interesting. I never thought about it. I don't know if you know this. I have my own coffee company, Krigler Coffee. It's delicious coffee. If shameless plug to my own coffee company, but it's delicious. So thank you, Arcadian. I think it's a little too soon for that, but maybe, who knows, one day. Mark G says, how does Donnie feel about Texas? Oh, well, Texit. Well, we talked about that earlier. Also, what are her thoughts on what happened to Shelley Luther, the salon lady in Dallas and former state rep runner-up?
Oh, that is such an amazing question.
Yeah.
When I first saw what happened to Shelley Luther, my first thing I looked at was her response.
Yeah.
She's a hero to me. And she had been on Chad's show, and then she talks about it. Some people were under the impression that Abbott did something to help her. He did not. And okay. that's where I said the government overreaching and telling you you can open or close your business or tell you how to run your business. How are you supposed to survive on that?
Right.
She stood for her rights. She yes, took a sure. chance. She should be in history books for that. And I'm opening my business and operating my business. And then yep. they arrested her. That was completely wrong. And Clay Jenkins, I believe, was a part of that problem. And he needs to go, by the way. He needs to go.
Yep. I think she nailed it there. You know, she didn't do anything wrong. She had she when she spoke about it, she's like, I've got employees, you know, that people that depend on me. And that's every small business owner in America. You know, they it's all the same. It's like these people have other people that rely on them to run this business. And it's not just one small business. There's hundreds and thousands of families across America that are getting destroyed by this.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
And you wouldn't even think that would happen in Texas, but it happened in Texas.
Yeah. It's crazy. Let's see. Mark G again says, better yet, Donnie, think about returning Southern Texas back to Mexico, get rid of the corruption, and only including North Texas in Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth for life. Is that where all the corruption is, down in the South Texas? I don't know much about Texas government.
There's corruption throughout Texas, and I didn't realize how much corruption was in Arlington, Texas, until I started running for yeah. office. Let me try not to say names because I don't want to give any free clout. But, you know, during the forum we did yesterday, it came up that our current mayor had been to China.
Interesting. What was he doing in China?
So, it has something to do with our infrastructure. And great. I did make a point to say that we didn't need to go to communist China. And this was a forum, you know, for the
NAACP. Good for you.
And I also mentioned the fact that when COVID happened, you know how Black people were treated? They were kicked out of McDonald's, they were kicked out of their house, and they were being accused of spreading the virus. So
yeah,
that's not the direction. If we're going to go in that direction of the current mayor, I don't yeah. want to go that direction where we're aligned in any kind of way with communist China. Arlington's better than that.
Agreed. You should put that into your policy work. You didn't mention that earlier when I was like, what's your policies? You know, what are you running on? It's like, that's pretty big for me, especially. I mean, I've seen China essentially trying to take over the globe. I mean, they basically came out and said it back in 2019 in a speech mm-hmm. that Xi Jinping said. And he's like, yeah, the world would be better off under our control. And by our, he means him. And it's a scary thing. They've got infrastructure in most of Europe. They've got facial recognition software pretty much across the globe. I mean, TikTok, you think about what that is actually giving them is facial recognition information about all of any citizen who has TikTok. It's like you're giving China a lot more information than you think you are. And it's like they are putting airports around in small countries around the globe and basically forcing them to sell the land to China because they can't actually pay back the debt that they accrue by having them China build this stuff in the first place. It's like they're slowly taking over. Now they're trying to take over the moon. It's like, yo, that's yeah. actually a real statement. I'm not like making up stuff. They are literally trying to get to the moon first to say it's ours. Get off. We own it now.
And that's another reason why it's really important to pay attention to your local officials. If your mayor can go to China, your mayor can be influenced by communist China. Do you want that for your community? Do you want that for your kids' future, your grandkids' future? I cannot be bought by China. I serve the people, not other higher powers, people who are doing evil across the world.
Hold on. I just want to show you before I ding this. This is a vintage hotel bell that I ding for certain occasions. I thought that was very fitting of a ding, because I couldn't agree with you more there. They want to take us over. They spent millions of dollars influencing our media 6 months running up to the election. It's like they are meddling in our affairs. And it's like, how is this legal? We've got governors and mayors now. I knew the governor of Georgia was seen working with China. You know, he took multiple trips to the Chinese consulate in Houston and met with them multiple times. And it's like, when are we going to? And then the Houston office got shut down because it was a spy ring. It's like, can we make the connection here? Is everyone that blind? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. My goodness. All right. All right. Great questions. Great questions. See, Jason Dixon, who actually is the one who sent me this bell. Funny enough. Jason Dixon says, my girl, Donnie the Don. That's the super chat. Right on.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Let's see. White Lasagna says, good news. I finally got my coffee. Yes. The Covfefe was locked in Idaho for 3 weeks. The second bag I ordered showed up on Monday. Krigler cream coming soon. All right on. Well, enjoy your coffee, White Lasagna. I'm glad you finally got it. That's great. Freddie Last, thank you for that super chat. A little flying emote. Lady Bell says, Donnie's squad is here for her. Love, Bree. Thank you for joining.
Oh, thank you, Bree. That's who I brought up earlier. We have, we have a relationship we made from Twitter, and we're family
awesome.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, Twitter is both an amazing place and a terrible place.
Yeah.
So
it could be amazing if, you know, they weren't, you know, trying to take over the world.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hydra says, what are your stance on abortions?
I believe that there's a baby inside of you and it's not okay to have abortions. And I also don't think we should be paying for it or funding any kind of abortions whatsoever. But I do not believe in abortions. But like I said, and the government should not be funding. We should not be paying for abortions. Oh, by the way, I also don't like abortions because it was invented to get rid of Black people in the first place. It was made by a racist lady, Margaret Sanger. And she wanted to exterminate the Black race. So I it's a trying to get rid of Black people. And the undesired. That is evil.
Yeah, it's like that coupled with lack of self-accountability. That is like, you know, it's they're trying to ignore that first bit. They're like, no, don't worry about that. It's, you know, it's my body, my right. It's like, well, also it's you not being accountable for your actions, which is like one of the biggest problems. I mean, you can talk about how that applies in all sorts of different things, but in that one especially, it's a lack of accountability. Like you messed up. Like it's part of it.
You know, it's not fair. A lot of times too, the men don't have a say in that at all, like to try to save the child.
Yeah.
And and it's just really heartbreaking, because what if he wanted to be the one to raise a child?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a tough situation or a tough conversation that not a lot of people want to have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Jason Dixon says, please donate Donnie, donnieformayor.com. I actually, let me just pull this website up again just to show everybody. Please go support her if you enjoy her, you know, her way of thinking, you know, the mind that she's got. Obviously, she's got a lot to offer and, you know, she's not a part of this elite establishment. I mean I've watched her for over 6 months. You know, the way that you present yourself, the way that you're brutally honest is refreshing. Like, we need that kind of honesty. Like, look, this is the truth, boom. You're not a politician in any traditional sense, and that's great. We need more people like that in government. So please go donate if you feel she deserves it. I think she does. I'll take this time to just say, like, I'm but a wee platform, but I endorse you for mayor of Arlington.
Thank you so much. And don't say that. Your platform is awesome. You have a family in the chat.
That I can't deny. I do. I have an incredible family. I have an incredible chat. They do feel like family, because I see a lot of people out there that the same name show up and support me. And I wouldn't be here without all of them. They are fantastic. So shout out to chat. I'll always shout out to chat. Chat's the best.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for paying attention and listening to me today. I mean, like, who wants to listen to somebody running for office? Yeah. I hope it was entertaining and fun, though, because I told them I don't want this to be boring. I don't want to bore people.
No, I mean, boring is that's politics. Politics are boring, you know, and you can have fun with life. Like, life should be fun, right? I mean, it's about moving forward together in a positive manner. It's like, that could be fun, you know. It doesn't have to be this humdrum like conversation about it's all lawyers, like lawyer speak, and not saying too much to be PC, you know, politically correct. And it's just like, oh my gosh, like everyone's thinking it. Can we just be honest again and maybe disagree again? Like, we should be allowed to disagree. We should be allowed to have differing opinions and not like go to war with each other. It's ridiculous.
And as I've been out canvassing and talking to different people on different sides, they have so much in common that you don't understand. They have a lot of things in common. A lot of them are anti-corruption. A lot of them don't want to pay higher taxes. A lot of them are not okay with the rest that's not being taken care of. We have so much more in common. I think if we really focus on those things, that we can have true unity and really work together and become a strong community. And I mean, if Arlington has to be the first, has to be the leader in this, I'll do it.
Awesome.
I'll go for it.
I would love that. I want that to be the case. That'd be great. Let's see. Sad Boys says, Adam, that's not what being based is. Being based comes from Lil B, the based God. The idea behind it is having the constant mindset of not caring what people think about you and being true to yourself. Well, like most things, the internet takes things and morphs them, and it becomes one of the internet, of the mind consciousness of humanity. And I believe that is what based is. I think you're not wrong in the fact that part of being based is not caring what people think. Well, see, the thing is like, I care about what people think, but I don't let it affect me, right? There's a line that you can cross. Like, I care that people think that I, you know, at least try to give you my honest opinion, you know, like I have some semblance of caring about what you think, you know. I care about the chat showing up for me, but at the same time, if there's some haters in my chat, you know, I brush it off my shoulder and I giggle and I'm like, oh, look, there's a hater. Like, I, you know, it's, you don't care about certain things, you know, but you appreciate the good things.
Yeah. Then, you know, it seems to, it's like, it may not be that you just don't care. It's like, how do you respond to it? So like, obviously I've been in forums and I guess slash debates, and I'm one of the targets, actually probably the main target.
Yeah.
For it.
You're a threat.
Yeah. But I just don't respond in a way that it doesn't knock me off my game, because I know what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, my intention. So regardless of what you're saying, you can't really hurt me on that.
Boom.
Your opinion, and also their opinion, what's their intention for that opinion? They could just be trying to be hurtful.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And being true to yourself, that is very true. You know, that's true. Being based, I could see being true to yourself. I mean, that a lot of people aren't true to themselves because they don't know who they are. They aren't validating themselves and need others to validate them. That's not being true to themselves, because they need other people to tell them who they are. And that's not, you know, being themselves. That's not being authentic. And there's a severe lack of that nowadays.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nope.
Let's see. Dana says, love my girl Donnie the Don. She speaks the truth that we aren't allowed to say. Get it, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dana. Jason Dixon says, the Republic of Texas needs leaders like Donnie. I wholeheartedly agree, Jason.
I love you guys. Thank you.
My chat is the best. Let's see. Esther says, thanks for the plug, Danny. I'm cheering from above. Okay, interesting. A plot twist. Someone was listening from above. Specific Winter says, hey, Adam, loving the show and loving your guest. Good luck, Donnie, and God bless. Turned 28 today. Can you spin the UFO for me? Specific Winter, happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Of course I will spin the UFO. Don't look, anybody. This is only for a Specific Winter, okay? I'm sorry to cut you off, but close your eyes. Only Specific Winter is allowed to look at this spinning UFO. Okay, you may open your eyes. All right. Happy birthday, Specific Winter. That's it's a good day. Let's see. God says, I'm pushing Donnie this direction. All right. You heard it here, folks. Mark G, thanks for that super chat. It was redacted, but that's all right. Naughty says, hey, Adam, can you do a shout out to Braille and Revive Skateboarding? People can find it on YouTube. Shred Quarters for Life, P-L-U-R, Peace, Love, unity and respect. Cool. All right. Pardon me. I like Braille. They're actually a really cool skate, you know, warehouse YouTube channel. It's fun to watch them. First try. I don't know Revive, but I like peace, love, unity, and respect. That's a good good way of being right there. I like that. Mm-hmm. Robert Wiles says, Adam, you know I don't have much money to donate, but I had to do it tonight because she is what all young girls should look up to. Have a blessed night, you both. Thank you so much, Robert. And you're right.
Yes.
You're honest. You do your research. You obviously know about what's going on. You're getting what you're getting into, and you're like, I got to do this. You know, yeah. I agree. You know, people like you are the people that people should look up to, not just young girls. Like, I think it doesn't matter. It's like people like you are standing up for what you believe in. And that right there is what more people need to see. So I agree with you, Robert.
Thank you so much. And also, I mean, when you preach something, you also got to lead by example. So
boom.
I can't just sit back and say that stuff and not try and lead by example. So yep. Hopefully more and more people, I'm seeing a lot of people on social media who are saying that, who are not politicians, who are running, they have a call to action as well.
Yep.
And I just really want people to really see, hey, this can be scary. This can be expensive. This can be not in my comfort zone, but I will fight.
Boom.
Instead of saying fight on the internet, we can really fight in real life. And there's different ways that we can fight where you don't have to actually run for office.
Well, but, careful. Only the Democrats are allowed to say that we're going to fight.
Oh.
Otherwise, you're instigating.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You know,
oh, the hypocrisy. It's ridiculous. Let's see. Shanjack says, something up with YouTube notifications. I didn't see this live stream on my subscription page today and yesterday. Well, yesterday, the internet died in the house suspiciously only during the show, my show hours. I don't really know why. It somehow started working before the TimCast show. I don't know. Everyone keeps saying there's some conspiracy. I don't think there was. We've been getting DDoS attacks on the house internet. So for some reason, none of our internets worked yesterday, so I wasn't able to do my show. So that's why. But I will say, though, today there was a suspiciously less amount of people. And I saw a lot of people in chat saying, I had to go looking for your show. It didn't show up anywhere. I think you're being shadow banned. And honestly, Donnie, I said this kind of jokingly earlier that you're a threat. I mean, I was kind of serious, but it wouldn't surprise me that people don't want your message getting out there because you want to maintain the power to the people, and they don't want that. They don't want you there. They don't. Yeah. It's obvious.
It's true. I mean, I started a little YouTube show and I watched them literally take views away. So I couldn't monetize my channel.
Wow.
I briefly had TikTok and I went from thousands of views to 10. They want to shut me up, and yep. I'm not going to stop talking because it's the voice God gave me and I'm using it. So
there it is. And don't ever stop. Let's see. Donnie's face super chatted, I be breaking hearts. All right, there you go. Mark G says, Abbott is too late to redeem himself, in my opinion. How do you feel about Chad Prather? I don't know who that is, but
oh, Chad. Oh, watch Chad. You may know Watch Chad. He has a cowboy hat. He has a show. He's in the Blaze crew.
Oh, that does sound familiar. Okay.
Yeah. I feel the same thing about Abbott. Well, I like Chad, and I actually bought some of his t-shirts when he said he was going to run. But there's not a but like to not go with Chad. I just want to see more. I want to see him like really, really pushing. He's ready to be out there and advocating. And I would love it if Chad fought with me. I mean, my race is on May 1st. So, I do support Chad. I bought his shirts. I've been telling people about him.
Yeah.
I've heard other people when they're talking about my election, they ask me what I think about Chad, and a lot of them like Chad. Okay. They really like that he wants to get rid of property taxes.
Oh, I like that. I think that's some BS too. We got Bryson Gray in chat saying Chad Prather is my boy.
Yes. What's up, Bryson?
Bryson, how you doing, Doug? Bryson is an ardent supporter of mine. He is fantastic. Always showing up. Oh my goodness! Actually, he dropped a huge super chat here. It says, "Split this with Donnie." All right, I owe you a little bit, Donnie, because Bryson dropped some heat into the chat. Thank you, Bryson, for that support. You're always supporting me, man. It's never ending support from you, and I can't express enough. Thank you so much, Bryson. You're fantastic. So
yes, thank you, Bryson. I'm gonna tell you about Bryson. When I was looking for people who had like mind things that thought like me, he was one of the first people I found. He was also accessible. Yeah. He wasn't like stuck up or cocky. If he had a question, he would talk to you. I was like, I didn't have a following yet or anything. He followed me on Instagram. He was always nice to me. He shared my stuff. And Bryson always speaks the truth. And I love it when someone doesn't apologize. That is, you stand on what you say and you don't apologize. And
Bryson's face, if you look up the definition of based, his face is there in the dictionary. Based. Based Bryson.
Yes. And also Bryson, I mean, we're talking about him coming for my Patriot rally down here in Arlington. So if he can still come, that would be so much fun for people of Arlington to meet someone like Bryson Gray.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's awesome. Cool. Thank you, Bryson. You're the best.
Yes.
Let's see. Mark G says, I just had a super chat jump. Give me a second. Here we go. Running for mayor? Need a drink to give you an edge? Want coffee without leftism? Then drink Krigler coffee. Guaranteed not to make you woke.
That's amazing. You should use it.
this is my chat. I actually have a little you do CCAD as a Krigler coffee ad at the beginning of the super chat, so I know to pull out my announcer voice.
Pretty good. You're very talented at that.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. American Savage says, can this lovely lady become mayor of Columbus, Ohio instead? Smash the potato. Oops, I meant the like button. FYI, it's American B Savage. Okay. I'm sorry, American Savage. I will now correct myself and say American B Savage from now on. So clearly you prefer the full read. And I will do that from now on. Okay. Yes. People want you. People want people like you. And American B Savage, this is the reason why we need more people getting out there and becoming part of the conversation. Because this is just one mayor. Like I said earlier, if she becomes mayor, when you become mayor, you're not going to be the only one that's going to make all the difference in the world. You know, you're going to start the fight, but you need everyone to come and fight with it, you know, with you. And like, you know, that's the key right there. Yeah. If you got a problem with Columbus, Ohio, is that because you live in Columbus, Ohio? Maybe you should be part of that conversation there out, you know, in Columbus, American B Savage. You know what I mean? Like get out there and maybe be the Don of Columbus, Ohio. Right. let's start a Don Club and just rock it all over the place.
By the way, you guys, okay, so are you on Gab? Because I see there's a profile with you on there, but it has like nothing on it.
I'm on Gab as Real Adam Krigler.
Oh.
I think I might have Adam Krigler, but I tried to sign into it and it nothing worked. So I just created a new one after Parler went down. Which I haven't even been able to sign back into Parler. So I just kind of gave up on Parler. And, you know, the whole Gab thing is it runs so slow. It's very difficult it doesn't load whenever I go to Gab. And I'm just like, it's just more frustrating to like be on Gab than it's worth for me, I think. So what about it though?
When's the last time you tried?
Today, I just posted, I'm going live in a bit with Donnie the Don. So I just posted today, yeah. I try to post all of my episodes every day in all of my social media things, so.
I'm going to make sure I'm following you on Gap because I was looking at the wrong account. But, I mean, it works pretty good for me, but I use the browser DuckDuckGo when I use it. And I want to shout out Andrew because he didn't have to do this, but he did follow me on Gab. and okay. sharing my content for the mayor run as well.
Nice. Like
he says we need to, same thing, we need to have local people fighting. Yep. And when he really believes something, he gets involved and gets his fingers in it. But he's a good person, and I think that he should have been recognized sooner and people gone there sooner. But I think the timing was perfect. People are going to appreciate Gab way more once it's really working amazingly. Mm-hmm. Once, mm-hmm. you know, it's working great. But, you know, the money, they're funded by the people.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
Yeah.
True. It is pretty cool about that.
So, I'm all right about on. Free speech. So the free, if I find a free speech platform, I'm like, rah, rah, let's go.
Yep. Right on. Right on. All right. Nico says, come campaign at General Motors, help combat the overwhelming leftist viewpoint the union pushes. I can put your campaign materials inside and get in front of 3,000 Arlington locals per day. Cool. That's wow. nice. Look, Nico, if you're serious about trying to help her, go to her webpage. Let me pull it up again just to, you know, give it another boost.
And if, can you do
Johnny
this too?
For mayor. Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and take us over?
Can you put my email in the chat too?
Sure. Where is it? Where is it?
It's Donnie. I can just tell you. Donnie, D-O-N-I, at DonnieForMayor.com.
DonnieForMayor.com.
Yeah, because they can right. sign up on the website too, but faster, hit that email.
Nico, send her. I just dropped it in chat right now. You can go just send her an email. It's there it is, Donnie at DonnieForMayor.com. Please go send her some help. That sounds fantastic.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nico. That's great. I appreciate that. Josh and Jesus says, Donnie has so much class. She's a walking university. Nice. Mm-hmm. Very thank nice. There. Julianne, I hope my son marries a woman just like Donnie. Beautiful, intelligent, and a true patriot. My chat's so nice.
Oh, thank you. How old is he? I'm single.
Heyo. Heyo, Julie. There you go. There you go. Donnie says, Donnie Royster says, as a fellow Donnie from Arlington, I'm happy to see a Don is running. Right on, Donnie. All right. Donnie from Arlington.
All right, Donnie.
Cool. Student of History says, for Adam, Donnie and chat to hear and remember a quote from Sun Yat-sen on his Restore China stop in Hawaii. There are 5,000 Chinese in Hawaii. If each one donates $1, that's 5,000. How many of us are there? What happens when we do that? Okay, I think that has something to do with when we were talking about if everyone, when I said it's like, if you don't think you're going to make a difference, mm-hmm. think about that one phone call, that one email. You know, Nico, I mean, that's one person. That's a huge difference he could make. You know, yes. imagine even if it's just one person that you're talking to, one other person, that person might be able to speak to two people. And, you know, keeping it the conversation going and opening it to different minds, you have no idea how much of a difference you will make, even if it's just to one person. So don't ever believe you won't make a difference.
Right.
Definitely. Thank you, student of history. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Colin says, Donnie, how do we volunteer? I was going to run for Arlington City Council, but didn't get the paperwork in on time. P.S. Please exile Jerry Jones. Well, I don't know what that's about, but that's a great question. First, you could probably email, you know, I'm sure you can email, but how would someone go to volunteer to help you out?
On the website, there's a support spot where you can actually sign up to volunteer.
Got it right here, actually. So we're down at the bottom of the page. There's actually a button to click volunteer. I have a feeling that's probably the best place to start. So go to DonnieTheMayor.com and get in on the action.
And thank I really you. Appreciate you for wanting to volunteer. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Thank you, Colin. Let's see. Cranberry Langers says, you are a beautiful woman, Donnie. So pro-life? Well, we established that earlier. It's safe to say, yes, you are pro-life. Arcadian Twilight says, here is a controversial idea for conservatives. How about locals, county, and state adding double costs in sales tax on hostile county imports like China? I mean, that was the whole tariffs thing that Trump basically was trying to put in is like, if you're going to buy from China, you're going to have to pay more. And well, Biden got rid of all that stuff real quick.
Yeah. So who's right, he working right for? He's who's not working he working for the people. Not these people.
Yeah. You can say that again, Donnie. It's ridiculous. Not Americans. That's mm-hmm. for certain. Jeff says Donnie is I think on point for so many things. She is brave and exceptional to stand out among the idiocracy that has become our government. Jeff, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Yep. Julianne again says, God bless you, Donnie, for your views on abortion. Do you like Bryson Gray's song, Save the Babies? It's one of my favorites.
You know, I love Bryson Gray and I listen to almost all of his songs, but I have been a little far behind because I've been campaigning. But yeah. I'm quite sure I'll love it. And since you brought it up, I'll make sure I listen to it tonight.
Nice, nice. Yeah, Bryson's great.
Yeah.
John the Herbalist says, good point that Texas needs to clean house, but wouldn't that be easier without the feds? Also, saw a question in chat about her stance on cannabis. All right, so that's a twofold thing. So cleaning house without the feds, is that even possible? I mean, I don't know. Who knows? That's like, there's a multi-layer question there, you know, really.
So like, I guess, so that, like, say we go and get rid of someone like Sheila Jackson. I mean, you know, we can actually have investigations. If someone breaks the law at a local mm-hmm. level, we can clean that out ourselves. And what's my stance on cannabis? Like weed?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think it should be illegal. And I think that conservatives really push for it to stay illegal. But I want to give you a little history lesson. It became illegal under FDR, yep. a Democrat. And they actually have they have the whole Congress now. They had it then. The Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional what FDR was trying to do. So he went through Congress and it made it illegal. And who did that affect?
I'm assuming the minority.
And also, it was, what was it? Hemp was competing with paper or something. Like it wasn't even something for the people. Yep. So, again,
they lobbied. They lobbied to stop it because he was going to lose a lot of money off of with his own, because he had logging companies and a paper company, and he was making money off of himself. You know, and if hemp became legalized and became like the number one, which is, by the way, Trump made hemp legal across mm-hmm. the land. So hemp is now officially legal. Like we can grow hemp and use hemp for paper, for clothing, for so much. It's not even, I mean, I'm getting sidetracked, but yeah, it's, I mean, it's crazy.
You have to reminisce on the good days.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's good. Let's see where. Was I? I had a super chat jump. Give me a second. Ah, Samaj says, Adam, you always have the best guests. Donnie, such a beautiful, strong woman. Blessings to you both. Thank you, Samaj. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's very kind of you. I appreciate that. Angleby, what's good, Angleby? How you doing? A very strong supporter of mine. Thank you, Angleby, for showing up. Says, Donnie, you're amazing. We need more like you. Indeed, we do.
Thank you.
Let's see. Julie says, did YouTube hide my other two super chats? No, I believe I read your super chats. Maybe we were slowly moving through the super chats. I'm pretty sure I read. Oh, my goodness. They're gone. I know that I've read super chats from you, Julie. Oh, no, there's one. Okay. So, no, we've read a couple of your super chats. I'm pretty sure. Holly Movie Star says, the internet may silence us. So we will campaign in the streets, door to door, shopping mall plazas, everywhere people are out and around the town. That's preach. How we do it.
Preach. That's,
yeah. Boom. That's and please volunteer. You know, if you wanna help, and or if you can't volunteer in Arlington, just get involved. People just need to be more involved. That's period. If every one person donated one day of their time. You know, not even talking fiscally, you know, that example earlier was, you know, about donating $1. 5,000 people did it. That's $5,000. You know, imagine $10. But imagine one day. Imagine if every single person gave one day to try to make a difference in a positive direction. And that could be whatever you want to do. You know, if number one, it's going to feel good. It feels good to help others, you know, and make a difference, have a purpose. You know, who knows? Maybe you'll enjoy it and start doing more. That would be nice.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You have to start somewhere.
Got to start somewhere. Yep. RG Merkel says, great guest, Adam. And also, shut up and take my money. Gladly. Gladly, RG. I will happily take your money. Jason says, yo, Bryson is making me super jelly. Well, why? Bryson's awesome. He's fantastic. Shout out to Jason for the bell and, of course, Bryson for the support. Tyrannus Cygnus says, absolutely gorgeous, and Donnie is supreme. All right. I mean, clearly my chat approves of Donnie the Don.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Says, don't go to Ohio. Come replace Cuomo for in New York. Donnie for governor. Yeah, I mean, do you have an aspiration to move on and move up the chain, as it were, you know, of government?
Well, I've been asked that, and like, I'm being led by God at this moment. So if that's where he wants to lead me to in the future, I would look into it. But like right now, I'm focusing on the task at hand.
It's the way to do it. Good answer. Good answer. Julie says, Jesus is the one true king. All right. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer. Hi, Donnie. How do you feel about legalization? In my opinion, most drugs should be legal, taxed, and regulated for safer use. P.S. Coffee and whiskey are my only drugs. I mean, I agree with that, you know. And what are your thoughts on that? Obviously, it's about more than cannabis. You know, it's about most drugs. But what do you think?
So when it comes to other drugs, I'd have never really seen them. And I don't really know how it affects people. But and then with the whole taxing and the government, I don't trust the government. Like,
She's got a point.
So I probably trust someone who wanted to be a farmer and grow their own thing on their own before I would trust whatever the government's trying to do. I would support small business in that sense before I would a commercial one, probably, unless you grew it to a commercial business.
Yeah. All right. Good point. Good answers. Fluffy Phil says, this race might be the first race since the worst election in American history. Help out in any way you can. This election could set the tone, too. Yes, you're absolutely right. And the worst election in American history was just a couple months ago, if you ask me. And so this race, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this, like we said, there's a grassroots movement happening right now. People are waking up. People are recognizing that the government has too much control, it's on us to make our lives better, not the government. The government's trying to convince everybody, you need us to control every aspect of your life for your life to be good.
Mm-hmm.
What that was like the reason America was founded, because that's what people were telling. That's what the British government was saying. No, I make the decisions for what's good for you, and you just accept it. And it's like, you remember what happened, right? How this country was founded because of that exact thing.
Right.
You know, it's a little ridiculous.
It and is.
You're in Arlington, which is
one more thing.
Please. Go ahead.
This election is actually super important because, okay, first of all, make sure you're registered to vote and your address changes are up by, what happened to him?
I'm giving you the entire screen for this.
Oh, by April 1st, okay? The election is on May 1st. This election is also tied with a special election, so rest in peace, Ron Wright. They're also having an election for his seat as well. So the turnout will be higher. The cheating may be higher. So we need as many people who want to fight and be in this fight with me and get their freedom out to vote. Because we're not going to only just be voting against our opponents. We'll also be going up against corruption and fraud. There's still mail-in voting. So we need everyone to come out. You can't just be like, oh, they stole our election, it's over. We don't give up, we fight. So I need as many people as possible to make sure they come out and vote. You let as many people as you know. I know you may not be in Arlington, Texas, but your voice and you sharing the content, the information, and helping other people will really help us win this election.
Yes. Yes. That. That right there, that's the energy we need all the time, all mm-hmm. the time. We all need that energy all the time. I got a couple more super chats. I'm going to hit them up. Mark G says, I only simp for Adam, but I'll make an exception for today. Love, Donnie. Right on, right on. Thanks, Mark. Student of History says, $1 a day, one conversation, one push to get your voice heard. Rome wasn't built in a day. A movement doesn't make change in a day. Convincing people to vote for you takes time, but at the top, it's worth it. That's a great way to end it. Look, that this has been a fantastic episode. Thank you for joining me, Donnie. I'm going to give you the camera one more time. Please tell people how to follow you, obviously we've been talking about what you're doing, but just to give yourself a little send off and help, you know, to just say goodbye and everything. So here you go.
Okay. Hey guys, thank you so much. You have no idea what this means to me that you spent your time to hang out with me and talk with me and encourage me, to run this election. You can find me on Twitter, Donnie the Don, DoniTheDon, and on Twitter it has a little underscore, Donnie the Don on Gab, Donnie the Don on Clapper. Also, my website is DonnieForMayor.com, F-O-R, not the four. And also, my email address is Donnie@DonnieForMayor.com. I'm pretty accessible, and I really, really appreciate you guys for being here. You have no idea. This is a blessing. You have a good night.
Thank you very much for joining us, Donnie. And thank you all for joining us tonight on this great episode. Thank you all. And I will see you all tomorrow on Adamcast IRL here at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You all have a great night.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.